Using our high-resolution seismic reflection geophysical tool, we could produce 2D images across the Florida Keys reef tract. One of these profiles is shown in the slide. In the slide, Sand Key Reef is the outer margin of the main reef tract. But as can be clearly seen, there are a series of rock ridges, in this case, three, that rise up from a rock terrace that is approximately 35 meters deep. The water depth between rock ridges is nearly 35 meters deep, and as can be seen, these small basins between the ridges have become partially filled in with sediment shed from above. We called these features outlier reefs, since they occurred outside or seaward of the main reef tract. Our mapping revealed that this 35-meter depth was not ubiquitous, but lies seaward of the main reef margin in only a number of places, thus adding to the mystery. Why was not this supporting terrace everywhere? And why were not these outlier reefs more common? Furthermore, are they really coral reef pinnacles? If so, when did they form? And what processes formed the 35 meters deep flat terrace or substrate that supported them in the first place? The presence of these features took us all by surprise and posed these many questions. First, we decided to drill into these outlier reef ridges or pinnacles to see if they were indeed composed of coral reef rock and to age date the corals. In short, we drilled through a thin veneer of modern Holocene reef rock, no older than 8,200 years. Then, we crossed a rock boundary and drilled directly into much older corals that provided dates between 86,000 years near the top and 106,000 years near the bottom. Corals 8,200 years old or younger were directly lying on corals that were 86,000 years or older.